Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
You know, Mark Cuban is one of these guys beating the drum about once the NBA does get back and you know, he'd be willing to start an NBA season after we see what happens here in, like, December. Let's start the season in December because that's the unofficial beginning of the NBA anyway, when people start to pay attention.
Yep.
And one of the biggest arguments is, so, you know, we don't have to compete with the NFL and all that. And I'm going to sit here and tell you that this is the biggest false narrative I've ever heard about being afraid to compete with the NFL. And that's the reason why the NBA should start its season in December. I'm not, all the sports overlap. The one thing that makes this country great, especially in March, is that everything's going on. Usually in March, what's happening, Jonas? March Madness. NBA is getting ready for the playoffs in April, so
right.
Things are heating up. People are jockeying for playoff position. We also have Major League Baseball that starts now at the end of March, so baseball season is starting.
NHL starting to pick up, heading towards the playoffs.
Exactly. The playoffs are about to kick off in the NHL. So sports overlap. It's a great time, and there's room for everybody. I don't get this whole notion that people are afraid of the NFL. Oh, my God, we can't have a league. Let's just push aside from the NFL so we don't have to compete. The reason the NBA playoffs, Jonas, are bad this year, look at all the stars who were hurt, right? One of the marquee teams in the Golden State Warriors, what happened this year? They fell off the cliff.
Yeah.
Two big stars, Steph and Klay, out, hurt. That hurt. Kevin Durant, hurt. He's another one. He's a top two or three player in the league. So there were a couple reasons on why things went south. But this whole notion, Jonas, you can be with it. I'm not with it at all.
I'm 100% with it. I've been saying it for a couple of years now. They should absolutely start the NBA season on Christmas Day. It's your annual launch date. Everybody gathering around, opening up gifts with family, and the NBA starts on Christmas Day. And what ends up happening is that you push the season back 2 months. So now, all of a sudden, there is no more slow time on the sports calendar. All of a sudden, the NBA playoffs now fall in July and August when there's nothing else going on other than the midsummer blues in Major League Baseball and some off-season training camp talk in the NFL. I think they absolutely should go with this approach. I'm 100% on board with Mark Cuban, because here's the reality, and people don't like this, but it's just a fact. The two most popular sports in this country are the NFL 1 and college football 2, and you want to go head-to-head with them and then look around and go, what's the issue with our ratings? Why are our numbers so down? Because people aren't into you at that point in the season. Plus, you're going up against Major League Baseball playoffs, and I've said this from the beginning as well, too. No sport ratchets it up a notch from the regular season to the playoffs like Major League Baseball. Every single pitch, you're on the edge of your seat. The NBA can't compete with that. It's a losing battle. It's a losing formula. They're losing in the ratings to all of these other sports. You've got the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl is outrating NBA games. Get away from it. Make it up on the back end. Have more regular season all to yourself instead of competing in the fall with these other sports, and I think you'd be in a much better spot.
Here's the issue. Oh, everybody loves. You can't get enough. You just said the two most popular sports.
Absolutely.
Can't get enough.
Yep.
Yep. How was the bowl attendance for college football this past year?
Because people want to watch on TV.
Now,
they don't want to go to these games.
I'm just asking you why. Why not? If the sport is so popular, I'm just asking you, how come people won't go? They just started a couple of football leagues because, you know what? There's a lull after the Super Bowl. You got all these football fans who just watched the Super Bowl, and they don't care what kind of football it is. It could be peewee football, and they're going to show up, and they're going to watch. Did you see the numbers? The XFL was probably, with everything that went on, fortunate to be in a spot where they had to close down because of where their numbers were going, both attendance-wise and TV ratings-wise. Would you agree on that?
No, Rob, XFL games were outrating NBA games.
No, but I'm talking about where the numbers were for football. They were not there. I told you this year I'm going to give the NBA a mulligan because of some of the big stars that were absent. But that doesn't mean that the NBA numbers were totally in the tank. And here's the other part. Everybody, there's nothing to compete with in the summer for the NBA. Baseball, TV, local TV ratings, which nobody ever gives any kind of credence to, which I don't know. But last year, 2019, not 10 years ago, not 15 years ago, 2019, primetime TV ratings, Jonas, which is what? 8 p.m. to 11, right? That's prime time.
Yeah.
In the top 25 markets, Major League Baseball teams were the number one watch on all channels. They beat NBC. They beat ABC. They beat CBS. It's not even close. And here's the other part. As much as everybody thinks that the summer, people take vacations, people like to be outside, they don't want to be inside. There are a lot of places in this country where the weather is horrible most of the year. When the summer comes,
agreed.
That's why they enjoy baseball games. Yeah. That's why baseball sells 70 million tickets, because people want to be outside. And I'm telling you, it's a bad idea.
I mean, I'm stunned, and I probably needed to do a little bit more research for this, and so I admit that, and I want to apologize on the air. I didn't know that baseball still existed. I'll be honest with you.
So you didn't know it?
I had no idea.
You were like, wait a minute. The Dodgers, you live in Los Angeles. The Dodgers have drawn 3.9 million fans and have led Major League Baseball in attendance 7 straight years, and you didn't know what was going on here.
And you know, and the amazing thing about the Dodgers, with all those people showing up, you know what they continue to deliver? Failure in the postseason.
Well, you
every
know what?
Single year.
Last year, when the Nationals got that grand slam and the people walked out of Dodger Stadium, I gave Dodger fans credit because they had it.
Man.
Am I right? They had
Oh, yeah. It was brilliant. Look, I just think there's an old adage. And it's about the difference between a brawler and a jiu-jitsu fighter, and the mentality is when you see a wall, a brawler just wants to punch through the wall. A jiu-jitsu guy figures out a way to get around the wall. The NFL is a wall in the fall. You if you go up against it, you got issues. You've got to figure out a way around it. And if you set up your launch date on Christmas, and all of a sudden now you've got your entire playoff run in the summertime, and you're giving people options to watch the NBA Finals in August, escaping the heat. If it's humid in some of these southern places and they want to go watch basketball, they can do that. I'm telling you, I think it would do wonders for the league, and I think it would set itself apart instead of being, you know, one of the many sports in a logjam going up against the World Series and the NFL and college football and all of these other things that are happening, the NHL, all of these things that are going on. I think the NBA would be better served because right now they're facing a losing battle.
Here's the other thing, too, when we talk about the NFL and even when you talk about numbers and the Super Bowl and what kind of viewers and all that stuff you talk about. You could even, I'll give you, if you want to put the entire, say, like, viewers and just throw it into a bowl, because a lot of people have Super Bowl parties and they're at other people's houses and you say they had 100,000 viewers, right? And the Super Bowl actually over, it was 114 million back 6 years ago. It's down to 100 million. And here's the other thing. Even with the 100 million viewers you want to say that the Super Bowl has, that means in this country of 335 million, that 235 million didn't watch the Super Bowl. So my point is,
I would call those people losers.
Well, okay, you can do that. But as big and as strong as the NFL, it's still not where there aren't other people who maybe aren't interested in football who you have. So there you have it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You know, while there is a lot of bad news out there, and you know, you feel for Wimbledon not being able to go on, the Olympics, soccer tournaments, the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NHL, boxing, mixed martial arts. Like a lot of these, I mean, it's terrible. The news out there, events getting canceled, fights getting postponed, games are all gone, playoff spots are now disappearing. But you know what? Santa Claus is here, Rob Parker, even in March and into April. Santa Claus, better known as the National Football League, continuing to deliver the good news as we will not only have an NFL season according to the NFL, but we will have a playoff format that will add a team to each conference. I love it, and I love that the NFL is spreading good news and positivity when so much negativity is around us.
As usual, another money grab by the National Football League. Another terrible idea just based on greed. Please tell me what was wrong with the NFL playoff system. Absolutely nothing. What they did is water down the product again. Then now with this new format, that means that the dreadful Pittsburgh Steelers would have made the playoffs this past year at 8-8, and they were bad. Why are we doing this? Why are we allowing teams with barely winning records to make the playoffs? It doesn't make sense. It wasn't broken. There was no reason to add two teams, one from each conference. It's all about how much more money can we extract from the networks to line our pockets. I get the money thing, but there's also an integrity thing that matters in the game. If that's the case, let everybody, Jonas, make the playoffs and have a 32-round, 16-round playoffs so that everybody plays and we play football for 10 weeks after the season. Yeah. I mean, when is enough enough? I don't get it. Was this something I missed?
No, and especially, I mean, coming from you, somebody who once demanded 20 minutes after the special was over that they give you the Big Mac for $2 two blocks away from our studio.
That's
right.
And that
happened 2 months ago.
I was in line.
No, you were not in line. You showed up there afterwards and then gave the puppy dog face, and they ended up giving you the Big Mac special. And you know how many people probably came before you, but they weren't Rob Parker TV superstars, so they didn't get the special? Like, you knew exactly what you were doing. You weren't in line. You showed up there after the fact. The NFL is you, Rob Parker.
That $2 Big Mac tastes so good.
Of course it does. Try getting one now. I mean, like, imagine what it's going to taste like when you could actually go inside and get it again. Look, I love this because I love the NFL. And if you're telling me I can get an extra team into the postseason, I'm all for it. I'm all for back-to-back triple headers on wild card weekend in the NFL. Saturday, 3 games in a row. Sunday, 3 games in a row. I absolutely love it. I love that only one team is getting a bye week. I'm not in favor of the 17-game regular season, but I do like the idea that you're giving another fan base, another organization hope once they get to the postseason, and you're giving a bunch of other fan bases hope in trying to get to the postseason, and I think it makes a lot of games down the stretch that much more watchable when you realize there are more options out there. There's more of a percentage of you getting into the postseason than there was before. I am all about hope. I'm all about positivity. No doom and gloom out of this guy. That's all for Rob Parker.
Yeah, but there's nothing. What was wrong with the playoffs? The 8-8 Pittsburgh Steelers deserve a playoff bid?
You didn't want to see.
And now a team like Green Bay that won 13 games would have to play. Instead of having a bye, you've diminished what winning the division means now, because only one team with the best record in the conference gets a bye. Why is that? So a team that's 8-8 has to play the same as a team that was 13-3? It doesn't make any sense.
Then the rules.
Those are bad rules only for money, Jonas. You're better than that. You know what? It's like the guy who loves ice cream. You love ice cream until you start working at the ice cream factory. At some point, it's too much. The NFL needs to just pump the brakes. Stop with the 17-game season. Again, it was perfect. What do you need a 17th game for? You know why? So that you make more money. When you have the preseason games, those are local broadcasts, right, Jonas?
Yes.
Those are not national. So they don't make that much money off of preseason games on local television. But they make a boatload of money if it's another regular season game for the networks to pay for. That's what this is all about.
See, my whole thing is I'm the opposite in that I don't like the 17th game added to the regular season. I don't like that. I don't like the idea of having to these players having to play an extra game after knowing what we know about the physical impact that it has on the body and all of that that goes along with it. I don't like the idea of that. I do think there's definitely a greed factor there. Is this move for the playoffs about money? Of course it's about money, but it's also about opportunity. And if you give another organization and the organizations that are also vying for that final spot more of an opportunity in the playoffs, and it's a one game at a time playoff run. This isn't like the NBA where they do the ridiculous 7-game series to open up the first round, which is ridiculous. They should go back to 5. I can't stand that they do 7 games in the opening round of the playoffs in the NBA. You get a one game playoff every single round of the NFL playoffs. So who knows? We could have a 7-2. We could see a 6-3. Tennessee made a run this year. We've seen teams make runs in the past. I like this. It adds a new flair to it. It adds another wrinkle. And did I mention back-to-back triple headers in January on Saturday and Sunday for wild card weekend? Who the hell doesn't want something like this?
Yes, because then you're going to make, again, why don't you just open it up like the NBA where more than half the league, 16 of the 30 teams, make the playoffs. Why don't the NFL go to that where you make the regular season almost meaningless? That's the problem with the NBA. You know, people talking about it's because they're competing with the NFL. No, it's because you've rendered the regular season worthless. We all know basically what team, for the most part, are going to make the playoffs. So the regular season doesn't matter. It's like, I'll wait for the second season. Is that what we want in the NFL?
No, and I don't think that's going to happen. I think the NBA...
Why not if they can make more money? You just said, why not have a quadruple header or a quintuple header, the triple... can't even say it.
You know? You sound like Floyd Mayweather trying to say pandemic.
Yeah,
I don't know if you saw that video earlier.
I hope I'm not that bad.
Here's the thing. Because the NFL model is most closely alike to what the NCAA tournament is, to where you're not having a series. And for everybody that says, at least in the NBA, the best team wins every year, okay, that's fine because it's a series, it's played out. Man, the fact that the NBA playoffs go on 2 months... Come on, man. Like you got to chop that down. And especially when you don't play back-to-backs. In the NFL, you go one game at a time. So no matter what the situation is, you're not going in there going, oh, we're down 3-1. Good luck catching up now. We're down. I think every single playoff game you go in and you may have an idea who you think is going to win, but then you have surprises. There are not a lot of people out there that thought Tennessee was going to go in to beat New England. I know, Rob, you picked New England to win that game. Chris Broussard picked the Titans to beat the Patriots in Foxborough. And Chris Broussard was right and you were
no,
wrong.
No, he wasn't. What are you
I'm
talking
saying,
about?
I'm just saying. That's the information I was handed before the show.
Well, you got faulty information.
I'm just saying. You said no. Tom Brady was going to light up Vrabel.
Tom Brady, the Wash King.
I think because it's a one-game, one-and-done scenario, it's not going to have the same fatigue effect that the NBA does. And I don't think it's going to impact the regular season negatively. I really don't.
I do if you continue to add teams and start where my biggest thing is letting in teams that don't deserve it. They don't deserve it, and that's what you've set up now. Is that instead of having to fight for those games at the end, you could be Pittsburgh, lose 3 of your last 4, whatever it was, and make the playoffs. That's not a team that should be going into the playoffs, and they shouldn't have the right to upset anybody or have a chance to even win the Super Bowl because they haven't played well enough to earn that right.
Okay,
so make the regular season matter.
Okay, Rob Parker, you're one of the great baseball historians, one of the great baseball reporters that we have in this country. It's why you're a Hall of Fame voter and you've forgotten more about baseball than most people know. When baseball, instead of going with just the 2 divisional winners and then the World Series, when they expanded and went to the wild card, what was your thought initially when that happened?
I didn't like it.
Okay.
I didn't like it initially.
Do you like it now?
And I like where it is only from this standpoint. When they added the other team, those 2 teams have to play each other so that only 1 wild card can advance. And even though it's a 1-game playoff, which is different from baseball, you know that normally doesn't fly. Anybody can win one game, you know, right. usually a series. So it makes for a lot of intrigue or whatever. They did it right. If baseball were to go past this and do more, then I would really have a problem if they get to, like, wanting to have 16 playoff teams or whatever. I'm good at 10. I'm good because the two wild card teams play just for one of them to get in.
Yeah, and look, I was a traditionalist like you. I didn't like it initially, and then I started watching it, and I thought, well, this is awesome, because that wild card game has seen some of the best finishes that we've seen in baseball over the past several years since it was introduced. So I was wrong. I thought adding that element to the baseball playoffs would have a negative effect, and it's done the complete opposite. I love it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
One thing that I will never do, and one thing that I think is a bad thing that's happened recently, Jonas, is the way Cam Newton has been treated in the NFL. And I think it's disgraceful that a guy who was the NFL MVP at one point, not 20 years ago, but recently, who a couple years ago was off to such a great start, he was even in that MVP conversation again. Unfortunately, it's a guy who gave his all for his team, the Panthers, and wound up getting hurt. And he's back. He's healthy. And there's no interest in Cam Newton. All these other jobs are open. People are looking for quarterbacks. The Bears are going to waste this great defense. They don't want to do anything. I just do not understand. And you might say, Cam hasn't been as great as he was in the past. And that's fair. But he also wasn't healthy and was trying to go out there and play. I think, Jonas, you remember there was at the end of the season when they finally admitted that he was hurt. Do you remember that game? It was a national game. He couldn't make the throws. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He was so hurt.
Really banged up.
And you were like, this guy can't make a 10-yard pass. He can't throw the football. And finally, they took him out of his misery and were like, okay, come on out. You can't do this. You can't tough it out when you have an injury. And since then, and you could say about the crazy clothes and the hair and all the other stuff, none of that bothers me whatsoever. It's about what you do on the field and your ability. And there are some guys who have jobs right now that Cam Newton would be a better chance for a team to make the playoffs or have a chance to make a run. This is a guy who went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I think part of the issue with Cam Newton, and I don't think it's right, and I defended him after it happened, I think people still have not forgiven him for not diving on the loose ball in the Super Bowl and also for walking out on the press conference after the Super Bowl.
Both mistakes. Yeah. No doubt. I'm with
okay,
you. Both mistakes.
But here's what I would say, though. Look, he didn't dive for the ball. I get it. It looks bad, but let's not all of a sudden pretend that Cam Newton's not willing to put his body on the line and sacrifice himself. I mean, come on. I mean, the guy came back after flipping his truck and had a broken back. Okay, I think people forget that, along with all the other physical plays and runs that he's made throughout the course of his career. So I don't buy that at all for the second. In the moment, it looked like he wasn't willing to put his body on the line, but I've got a lot more moments of when he was willing to put his body on the line. So I think that's crap. The other one I defend him on, you walk out of a press conference afterwards. Look, he had a bad day. It's the biggest game of his life. He's got a bunch of microphones shoved in his face afterwards. He got frustrated and he walked out. If anything, he's been very receptive to doing media and getting his name out there and talking. He had a bad day. It was a bad look. That's fine. I think people haven't forgiven him for it. I think that was the biggest moment in his career, and that's the only thing people want to latch on to, and I think it's lazy. I don't think they take into account how good Cam Newton has been throughout the course of his career. I'll ask you this. I mean, Andrew Luck was a number one overall pick, and so was Cam Newton. Who's had a better career? Cam Newton.
Cam Newton's been to the Super Bowl.
And it's not even close, yet Andrew Luck walks out on his team a week before the season And it's like hands across America, everybody defending Andrew Luck.
And the team gave him his money.
Yes.
They didn't even hold it away, hold it from him.
So I think he's being wronged. I think the expectation that or the understanding that Cam Newton's only this one type of player and he's difficult to be around. I've never heard of any off-field issues with Cam Newton outside of what happened in college with the laptop and whatever that was about. Have you heard any?
And maybe wearing a scarf looking like Aunt Jemima. So maybe I'll hold that one.
But that's the thing. Like, I don't care. Like, who cares what some guy wears? Ryan Fitzpatrick walks out and he's got chest hair that looks like he's got a toupee on his sternum, and that's okay and it's funny. But if it's Cam Newton who's wearing a scarf or he's wearing sunglasses, everybody's got an issue with it. It feels like he's Russell Westbrook in the NFL, and NFL people don't know how to handle that. Like, they don't know how to handle a guy who does his own thing and is willing to take a risk with his fashion and whatnot, and does it a different way. And it feels like people still haven't wrapped their arms around that type of personality in the NFL, and I think it's too bad.
And you know the Bears, okay? You know the Bears backwards and frontwards. They got a great defense that you don't want to waste.
The football team you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
They got a defense you don't want to waste. Am I right, Jonas?
Yeah, there's a window there.
Okay, and what they did is, when you have two quarterbacks, it's like having two girlfriends. That means neither one is any good. That's why you got two, and that's the point.
You got
two of them, but not together. Okay,
here's the one thing, though. I'll defend the Bears in this regard. Whether you think Nick Foles is better than Cam Newton, I mean, look, people can point to the Super Bowl. I don't think Nick Foles is the Super Bowl quarterback he was, even close to. I think people forget about what he did the year after in the playoffs. He wasn't all that great, but he had a good 3-game run. There was familiarity with the offense, and so they felt like in an offseason where you're not going to have a lot of reps to try and learn an offense and understand it, it made more sense to bring in a guy like Nick Foles than it did a guy like Cam Newton. So I understand where they're coming from in that regard. But now if you're Cam Newton, I mean, you're looking around like, why wouldn't the Chargers at least kick the tires on Cam Newton? Like why wouldn't the Chargers at least say, you know what? Like, why not? Because it's going to do two things. One, there's going to be a lot more people that are going to be willing to show up to a giant stadium that you won't be able to fill to see Cam Newton than there would be Tyrod Taylor. And also, Cam Newton looks like a motivated dude right now. He looks like a guy who's pissed off that there's a narrative out there that he is damaged goods and he's no longer able to compete at a high level in the NFL. And I'm willing to take a chance on a number one pick who somebody may have walked away from too soon because they were rebuilding an organization, as opposed to a journeyman like Tyrod Taylor, who had an opportunity to be the guy and couldn't hold on to it. His own coach benched him for a road game in L.A. for Nathan Peterman.
Who was awful.
Clearly, that coach thought there was something that he had seen that showed him Nathan Peterman had more of an upside than Tyrod Taylor. And he was then benched mid-game for Baker Mayfield. Are we going to sit here and pretend that Tyrod Taylor is a better quarterback than Cam Newton?
Right. It's preposterous.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And that's the point. Is these teams, and I don't get it, Tyrod Taylor is a stopgap measure. They like him because he doesn't turn the football over, Jonas. I get that. But you're not going to win anything. You have a guy here, if he's healthy, which they say he is, and I'm going to go by that, right? What would be the downfall of trying to get a guy who was a league MVP, who's not old? What is he going to be, 31? Is that where he is?
Yeah, 31 years old.
31, that's not old. But the Colts couldn't wait to go get Phillip Rivers. Did you watch Phillip Rivers last year? He was so bad that even the Chargers couldn't bring him back enough. They just couldn't do it.
It's all about this, and this is what a lot of people have had an issue with in the NFL. It's all about who you know. I mean,
it's the old boy network, and it happens in coaching, assistant coaching, quarterback hires.
Yes.
I get that. I get a system and all that. But you know what I like better than a system? Guys who can play. Whatever happened to that? I'll make it work. You remember, I'm going to tell you, the greatest coaching job I ever saw was Pat Riley. Pat Riley came from the Lakers and the Showtime, right? Where he'd throw the ball out and they'd run up and down the court and just score.
Yeah.
Then he took the job in New York with the Knicks who didn't have that talent. And do you remember? So sometimes you have to alter what you're doing to make it work. Those are the best coaches, not the coaches who just got to get somebody who fits what they're doing. Make it work with Cam.
I mean, I'm looking around and I just think if I were Cam Newton, if Cam Newton got with a really bright offensive mind, somebody that could get the most out of his ability, even if he went in there as a backup, like whether it be San Francisco with Kyle Shanahan or even in New Orleans to be Drew Brees' backup with Sean Payton, Drew Brees, who had an injury last year, Drew Brees, who has shown times that he fatigues down the stretch and is in the later stages of his career. I don't think we've seen the last of Cam Newton. I just wonder whether or not he's got enough of an ego or the lack of an ego to be able to swallow his pride and say, you know what, I might have to go be a backup, but if that's what it takes to get to another opportunity to play, then I'm willing to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It would be a hard pill to swallow at 31.
I know.
With the accolades and the stuff that he's put up. You know, this is not like 35 and you're hoping to stick around for a few more years. He's in a prime.
I've thought about this. What if Cam Newton realizes there's no opportunities out there? You're telling me Monday Night Football wouldn't hire him as a broadcaster for their booth?
Not for $20 million like they offered Peyton Manning.
But if that was there, if you were Cam Newton and you're looking around and it's like, okay, I can either go be a backup to Gardner Minshew at $8, $9 million, or I can go be in the Monday Night Football booth alongside Joe Tessitore and possibly Booger McFarlane, and I'm going to get $10 million a year, the same as being a backup. Why wouldn't you just go to Monday Night Football?